Hello, I am Father Tony Krissack of Paulist Evangelization Ministries in Washington, D.C. The conversation that follows is with Terry Supancic, who is the pastoral associate at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Warren, Ohio. In this conversation, she will be speaking about her experience with both Awakening Faith and her parish evangelization team.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Thanks for agreeing to this conversation about evangelization teams.
My pleasure.
I was interested that you said you knew Father Illig, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about how long you've been involved with evangelization.
Yes, in the early 90s, I attended a conference that he gave in the Diocese of Youngstown, and it really perked my interest into evangelization. It was about the documents from the bishops, and it was just a wonderful way to see his excitement about what we are to do as disciples of Christ. So it was really good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So one of the reasons I'm calling you, of course, is because you're involved with an evangelization team now. I understand
Yes.
You started in January after hearing a presentation from Father Frank. Can you tell us about getting started with that team?
I will. I invited about, I would say, probably 8 or 9 couples to come together. And I chose them, invited them personally with an invitation to come and talk about the problems that we see with our empty pews and different things that are happening in our own parish as well as in the church at large. And so I really was so thrilled when 6 couples agreed to come to the presentation that Father Frank Viziano was doing. And we began our meetings with his kickoff of talking about Awakening Faith and all the facts that he had about the problems we're having right now in the Catholic Church, but also our role in helping that to be changed. So it was really good, and I'm really excited. Every month after that, we've continued to meet, looking at different documents, looking at Awakening Faith in a little greater, how is it going to impact our parish, how we hope it will impact our parish, and trying to work on the publicity that will be starting, actually, in July and August.
Oh, that sounds great. It sounds like you've taken some good first steps, reviewing the documents as Father Frank suggested. And you got a good response, too, with 6 couples. So you've been meeting every month, and you're planning to do Awakening Faith in September, is it?
Yes, we have 2 sign-up Sundays. We've chosen to do it probably a little bit different than maybe the original idea of Awakening Faith, but we have chosen to use this as a revitalization tool for our parish, as well as for each member of our parish to invite someone that has been away from the church. So we're hoping to get at least 100 to 125 people signed up for the different groups. In July, I will be inviting facilitators together for Awakening Faith, and they will choose when they will meet or be available for the 6 weeks program. So we will have various times that people can sign up for different groups. We'll keep those groups at 10 to 12 people per group and work through the program as suggested and see what happens after that.
I hope you get a good response with the work you're doing. It sounds like something good may be happening. And I understand, too, that you've worked with Awakening Faith previously in another parish. Is that right?
Yes, once before. I've been in parish ministry for quite a while, and just, I think it was 2 years ago now, we did Awakening Faith and got a wonderful response with people within the parish to come together and look at their faith and try to get more involved or ask the correct questions or answer questions that people might have had. I wouldn't say that so we had 100 people there also, but I wasn't sure if in different groups. I wasn't sure that we really evangelized those that had been away from the church as much. I think we did get some people that aren't quite as active as they felt they should be. But I'm more deciding now, that's why I changed it this time, to make sure we invite people that are away from the church also. But it was a great tool, and people raved about the program. It wasn't that they didn't learn something or made new friends or, you know, got a little closer to the church. So that really worked that way. But to get people from outside to come in is still always a challenge.
Right. So what specific plans do you have this time to make sure you can target some of the people that aren't there?
Just encouraging people to bring someone with them. I think that's what we're going to have to do. A personal invitation, I feel, is the best way to get people to make a commitment. And if you're coming along with a friend, it's not quite as threatening, or they might put you on the spot, or I might not know something, all those things that people go through their minds. they keep them away from coming back, I think, to adult education as well as to re-energizing their own faith. So I hope that by personal invitation, we'll be doing a lot of PR, of course, through our diocese as well as in the newspapers in our area, do those kinds of things, signs, signage, radio spots, all kinds of things that we hope that will be done together.
Sounds like you have some good plans, too, for getting the people that aren't there, at least getting them to hear about it, perhaps make a connection.
Exactly.
Does the team right now, do they have other plans besides doing Awakening Faith? Are there any other focuses that you are taking with the evangelization team?
We have looked at programs also that came out of the Paulist Association to look at what we can do next. I like the one on Eucharist. There's all kinds of different things. We have many programs already in our parish. Well, we have scripture study, different things like that, that we want to find their interest and see where they want to go from there. Again, encouraging them to keeping in contact with these people after they've gone through the six-week program, looking to see if I need to do classes on annulments or on different things that may be issues for them, and trying just to meet the needs of the people out there.
Great. What kind of relationship does the team have with other ministry groups in the parish and with the pastoral staff there?
One of the jobs of my group is to speak to every organization that we can within our own parish and to tell them about Awakening Faith, what it is, because so many people need to hear it verbally as well as reading it in the bulletin or different places they might see it. Everyone has assignments to visit different groups within our parish right now. Many of my team members are also leaders in some of the groups. I have people from the Knights of Columbus, from the people that are Eucharistic ministers, all the different stewardship team, all those things are rolled into our team. So we hope to get out there. Our newsletter just went out last month. We've now started to do three newsletters, parish newsletters, a year because this is new to this parish. And we will be highlighted Awakening Faith in that. So we're trying as hard as we can to get them. The staff at the parish is totally committed to this. Father will be starting his homilies about evangelization broadly and then getting more specific as we get closer to the date. An ordinary time is a wonderful time to do that and coordinate it with the scriptures that are set for this year. So we are looking forward to just getting the word out.
I'm glad to hear that you have that connection with other ministry groups and with the pastoral staff and your pastorate. That will be a big help to have that support and for the parishioners to hear encouragement from your pastor to get involved in this mission of evangelization.
Well, I don't think there's any other way. And I really, he came to our meetings to help us to be assured of our help, because so many times there's been programs before, maybe Welcoming Home or any of those, that really didn't get the full push from the pastoral staff, and they were very discouraged. So we really needed to hear that and to make sure that that is happening.
Well, thank you very much. Do you have any final comments you'd want to make, especially to people that are struggling in their parishes to get going with this mission of evangelization and perhaps with forming teams?
I think that continually praying is the key to all of this, but I also think that finding a diverse group, age group, as well as people that are committed to being involved in the church, those that are concerned about the future of our church, and to just encourage them and to read the documents. I think when they realize that this is not something new, that this has been in progress for quite a long time, this is something that has come out from way centuries ago, we really need to encourage them to learn more about evangelization. That word has scared so many people, and we really want them to, when you feel confident in it, you can talk about it.
Well, thank you very much, Terry, for sharing some of this, and we look forward in future days to hear about the progress and what's going on at your parish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really thankful. Thank you.